Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Ketoleno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with U.S. President Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware last night. In a special gesture, the U.S. President hosted Modi at his residence. In a social media post, President Biden said, "The United States' partnership with India is stronger, closer, and more dynamic than any time in history." The two leaders discussed a range of issues aimed at strengthening ties between India and the U.S. Following the bilateral talks, Modi engaged with leaders from the Quad nations and attended the Quad summit, where global challenges like climate change and emerging technologies were discussed. Upon his arrival at Philadelphia International Airport yesterday, Modi was greeted with a rousing welcome by members of the Indian diaspora. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "The Indian community has distinguished itself from the U.S., making a positive impact across diverse sectors." After his Delaware stop, Modi will travel to New York, where he will engage with the Indian diaspora today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will contribute 40 million vaccine doses for Indo-Pacific countries under Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, and Quad initiatives. Modi was speaking at the Cancer Moonshot event on the sidelines of the Quad summit. The initiatives aims at implementation of innovative strategies to prevent, detect, and treat cancer. Modi said that in cancer care, collaboration is essential for cure. Prime Minister added that a very cost-effective cervical cancer screening program is underway in India at mass scale. He said India has also developed its own vaccine for cervical cancer, and new treatment protocols are being introduced with the help of artificial intelligence. He said India is willing to share its experience and expertise. Modi announced the support of sampling kits, detection kits, and vaccines worth $7.5 million and said India will also cooperate in radiotherapy treatment and capacity building. The center has issued an advisory to states and union territories to combat tobacco use among youth. Union Education Ministry and Health and Family Welfare Ministry have jointly issued advisory to the chief secretaries of states and union territories for effective implementation of tobacco-free educational institutions guidelines and manual. The goal is to protect future generations by raising awareness of the harmful effects of tobacco use and promoting tobacco control measures within educational institutions. The government advisory underscores the alarming effects of tobacco consumption, particularly on children and adolescents. It draws attention to the findings of Global Youth Tobacco Survey 2019, which revealed that 8.5% of school students aged 13 to 15 in India consume tobacco in various forms. The advisory encourages educational institutions, including schools, colleges, and universities, to adopt the Tobacco-Free Educational Institutions Manual and guidelines to safeguard the health and well-being of students. The advisory also emphasized the need for collaborative efforts of all the stakeholders to safeguard young people from the dangers of tobacco addiction. The third Nagaland Photography Festival concluded yesterday at Yimchalu village in Mokokchung. Addressing the function, Advisor, Information and Public Relations Imkong L. Imchen urged youths to take up the initiative to conduct similar events that exhibit their talents. Imchen expressed belief that such events have a major impact on society, adding that photography has become an important tool in all social, legal, and other aspects of life. And India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over the northeastern states in the coming week. The weather body also said hot and humid weather is very likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram, Nagaland, and Tripura till tomorrow. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.